Mr. Murphy is adamant that Mr. Titchener punched him first. You've told me that Mr. Murphy pushed Mr. Titchener and he fell to the ground. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, at any stage, did you see Mr. Titchener strike Mr. Murphy?
Thank you both for coming in.
Pleasure.
Is that the end of the matter, PC Burns?
We're still in the process of investigating the complaint.
Oh, but you must realise this is a cul-de-sac. Rob and Shula have explained.
I understand your frustration, Mr. Stirling. You'll both hear from me in due course.
You're not suggesting this might go any further?
I can't answer that now. I promise I'll be in touch as soon as I can. Goodbye now.
Well, that wasn't exactly the outcome I was hoping for.
You know what police procedures are like. Let's sit tight.
Suppose it depends on which version of events they choose to believe.
Well, Shula was there when he went for you, isn't that right? And you told them exactly what you saw?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Mark my words, this'll blow over soon enough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you both had to go through such an ordeal.
Oh, it's not your fault.
How about I treat you both to lunch, eh? There's a lovely little place just
around. No, thanks. I ought to be getting back.
You sure you're all right, Shula?
Yes, I just want to go home.